Welcome back to Surgical Educator Podcast, where we explore fascinating surgical topics every week. I am your host, or Master of Ceremony, and today we are delving into gallstone ileus, a rare but significant cause of small bowel obstruction. This condition presents unique challenges, and understanding it is crucial for medical students and surgical trainees. Joining us today is Professor Dr. Selvaraj, an experienced general and pediatric surgeon. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to discuss this important topic. Good doctor, what is the epidemiology of gallstone ileus? Well, gallstone ileus is rare, accounting for about 1-4% of all cases of small bowel obstruction. It primarily affects older adults, particularly those with a history of gallstone and cholecystitis, and naturally it is very common in female patients. What is the etiopathogenesis of gallstone ileus, doctor? Well, gallstone ileus occurs when a gallstone becomes impacted in the intestinal lumen, typically after migrating through a biliary enteric fistula. Chronic inflammation of the gallbladder can lead to the formation of cholecystoduodenal fistula, allowing gallstones, usually the big solitary cholesterol stones, to enter into the small bowel or the duodenum. This gallstone may get impacted in the narrowest part of the GIT, that is at ileocecal junction. This is the etiopathogenesis. Well explained, doctor. What are the clinical features of gallstone ileus? The clinical features include, number one, abdominal pain, typically in the right upper quadrant or in the epigastric region. Number two, nausea and vomiting, often bilious due to small bowel obstruction. Number three, abdominal distension resulting from bowel distension and gas accumulation of the small bowel. Number four, high-pitched bowel sounds. As the bowel attempts to overcome this obstruction, the patients are going to have what is called high-pitched bowel sounds, or tinkling bowel sounds, or barborygmi. Number five, pneumobilia. These patients will show gas or air in the biliary tree. So this air will, the air in the duodenum will enter through the cholecystoduodenal fistula into the gallbladder, and from the gallbladder through the cystic duct, the air may go into the common bile duct, and it will be there, and this is called presence of air in the biliary tract, that is pneumobilia. This may typically present with a triad called Riggler's triad. This consists of three things. Number one, features of small bowel obstruction. Number two, a radio opaque opacity in right iliac fossa, that is actually inside the ileum. And number three, presence of air or gas in the biliary tree, which is called pneumobilia. Well explained, doctor. How is gallstone ileus diagnosed usually? Well, the gallstone ileus diagnosed by number one, imaging studies such as abdominal x-rays, CT scans or ultrasound to visualize, number one, the obstructed bowel and to identify the gallstone in the terminal ileum, or we can also find out air or gas in the CBD, which is pneumobilia. All these things can be picked up by abdominal x-ray or CT or ultrasound. Number two, clinical evaluation includes a thorough history and physical examination to assess for signs of small bowel obstruction like distended abdomen, tympanic percussion and tinkling bowel sounds or barborygmy. Of course, the patients also will have abdominal pain. So all these four things are the classical quartet for a case of small bowel obstruction. Very well explained, doctor. What complications can arise from gallstone ileus? Okay, complications may include, number one, bowel perforation due to pressure necrosis from the impacted gallstone, because these gallstones are usually a big cholesterol stone, and because of the pressure over the ileum, the ileum may get perforated. Number two, bowel ischemia resulting from prolonged obstruction and compromised blood flow to the ileum. Number three, peritonitis. If bowel perforates, the contents will leak into the abdominal cavity, producing perforative peritonitis. Good, doctor. What are the treatment options for gallstone ileus? Well, the treatment involves, immediately you have to keep the patient NPO or keep them fasting, nil per oral. Number two, fluid resuscitation should be done because majority of these patients will have severe vomiting. To correct dehydration and electrolyte balance, we have to do the fluid resuscitation. We have to start two wide bore peripheral IV line and we have to rush in fluid to avoid shock. Number three, nasogastric decompression to relieve abdominal distension and vomiting. Especially if the patients are having enormous vomiting, it is better to put a nasogastric tube into the stomach and suck out all, accumulated fluid in the stomach. Number four, surgical intervention. This is the definitive treatment involving enterolithotomy to remove the obstructing gallstone. Of course, we had to do a laparotomy and then you had to search for the obstructing gallstone in the ileum, and then you had to open the terminal ileum, remove the gallstone, and then we had to close the terminal ileum. This is the definitive treatment for gallstone ileus. Very well explained, doctor. And thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for shedding light on gallstone ileus, which causes small bowel obstruction. This information is invaluable for medical professionals at all stages of their careers. It has been a pleasure, MC, and I hope this discussion helps our audience to gain a deeper understanding of gallstone ileus and its management. Early recognition and prompt intervention are crucial for better outcomes in the gallstone ileus patients. Absolutely, doctor. To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast on gallstone ileus. Keep exploring the world of surgery by listening all our other episodes in this Surgical Educator Podcast. Until next time, stay curious. Bye-bye.